Rosh says weiter, Eskimel, Echein min ha-sheker ba-kozum. So again, he's going back on the phrase he said in Ois Aleph, that he should be misrachik min ha-gaiva b'tachlus ha-richuk. He says, similarly, a person should be misrachik from sheker and kozum b'tachlus ha-richuk. The same way he's misrachik from gaiva b'tachlus ha-richuk, he should be misrachik from sheker and kozum b'tachlus ha-richuk. So, Pashas, again, the Rosh is taking his cue from the Chazal, would say that there are four kitas which are not mekabel p'nei shechina, and the kat chanefim, the kat shakronim, the kat leitzanim, and the kat sapri loshen haras rechilas. That's the next ois dalit is leitzanis, and I say is rechilas. Gaiva is the mishnah moed havishal ruach. He's saying that these inyanim which take a person. Basically, if he's not mekabel p'nei shechina, means he doesn't belong in this world. He's not here functioning in the world properly, and that's why he can't be mekabel p'nei shechina. So obviously, those such things are things that a person would want to distance himself from. B'tachlus harichuk. What's interesting is that the Rosh talks about sheker and kozov. So what's sheker and what's kozov? So kozov is that something which is unreliable. That the Mishnah talks about that there's mine which are kozvim. It's a river, you can't rely on them. Sometimes the river dries out. Kozov is the idea of the person not reliable. So sheker is a person who says sheker. Kozov is a person, he promises you to do something. He might even mean to do it. But at the end of the day, you can't rely on him. You know it's not going to happen. You know that you can't. There's a person, as much as he says, and he might mean it, etc. But the la'achar ha'maisa, after the deeper, translating his deeper into reality, because if you said something, it has to be emes, and taking his word so strongly that he's going to do whatever it takes to make it happen, because he said, he promised, so that person is called a kazva. He's not reliable. See, he's not a shakran. He's not a person who wants to go and say shakran. He doesn't care. And emes is not important to him. Emes is very important to him. And when he says it, he means to do it. And he has all these plans how he's going to do it, etc. But comes out to Lamaisa, he doesn't come through. He doesn't come through for the person. So the Rosh takes that mitzvah of kozov and puts it together with shakran. So shakran, we understand, shakran, emes. The whole Torah is emes. You want to be shaykh Hashem Elokim emes, Hashem Elokechem emes. You talk about that Muslim Kadosh Baruch Hu is emes. You want to be shaykh to Kadosh Baruch Hu is emes, and you're not emes. How can you have shaykh to him? How can you become a penei shechino if you're not the same page? So you understand. In our minds, you know, we can make excuses for. We have shaykh to that concept. You know, he's a good guy, he really means it, he wants to do it, he's planning to do it, you know, something comes up, his mouth always comes up at him, right? But what's the pshat? The Rosh puts it together with sheker. He's putting the weight of kozov, it's the same weight as the weight of sheker. I was looking at it from a few different angles, which I think the combination of them maybe. So obviously the first nekuda, what the Rosh Hashanah Mechadash shows us, that if a person says a dibur, the power of dibur is tremendous. That the person shouldn't take the dibur that he says out of his mouth lightly. If somebody else is relying on it, the Gemara talks about the person called the Mechaser Amana. The more talks that there's a concept that a person says something, he has responsibility to carry it through. It's also an element of sheker. There's an akuda of the nazik which it causes to somebody else. There's a breakdown of society functioning. Rabbi Hyatt one time told me that he remembers back in where he grew up in Peoria. His father was the Rav there. And there was a yid there who worked in scrap metal. And this yid, his word was as good as gold. Like everybody knows, if he said something, it happens. If he had to take a loss, it didn't make a difference. If he sugazokt, it had to happen. He said it was tremendous kiddushin because this person was talking very big in scrap metal. He was dealing with deals which were worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, and there was zero contracts needed. If he said it, it happened. The whole city knew that by him, his word was better than everybody else with a contract. The lawyer was then telling me, he says, you know, that that his whole business is built on the fact that people lie. That's his whole business. What are contracts for? You need these lawyers to draw up all these contracts. Because I say this, but I don't really mean it, so you're afraid I'm not going to mean it, so you make sure you write the contract that I can't wiggle out. So I hire a lawyer to figure out how I can wiggle out. So you write add another clause. So he invites to get another lawyer for that. So you add another clause. So all of a sudden, you know, it should be a piece of a document what it means to buying a house, which 90 years ago it said I'm buying the house for X amount of dollars, and that was now it's a 17-page long document. Because every single thing has to be written up, otherwise the nice guy, you said you're buying. Well, but not. I didn't mean in this situation. I didn't promise this. You said. Right? So the society collapses. You know, we're looking forward to the time where you won't need lawyers. There's no lawyers in them, right? What do you need a lawyer for? He told me he had this. If his whole business is built on the fact that people lie. If people would not lie, there'd be no business for him. What do you need him for? See, so he's telling me a lawyer to drop a contract. What do you need a contract for? He's a little zugezugt. But, you know, I maybe you could take that nakuda. You say, it's a breakdown of society. But why is it a breakdown of society? Because at the end of the day, my goal is myself. If I'm putting myself in your shoes, and your what your needs are, and I told you something, and you're expecting it, How can I not come through for you? How can it be shayach? Somebody else needs me. Somebody else is expecting it. Somebody else has it. If my focus is him, and I'm looking from his perspective, I couldn't let him down. It's not shayach. I should let a person like that down. The reason why we have a problem with the world of sheker and kozev is because we focus on ourselves. We're very wrapped up in ourselves. And therefore, we're willing to do what we have to do to make sure this should work out for myself. I'm uncomfortable, so I lie. I promise something, I don't follow through. But the root of a lot of it, the reason why we have this problem is okay, because we don't understand the karma of sheker, 100%. Midar sheker tirchok, the Torah says, midar sheker, lashon tirchok is very, very rare. Emes. But the motivation why we have the problem, having a problem would be, you know, if we're standing in the world where the other person is paramount in importance, 90% of the problems wouldn't exist. And let me show, I couldn't lie to you. I couldn't do it to you. Halei Dover, who this horror that the Simchas Yisrael has, that Avraham Avinu is the first, he's the Rosh Hashanah. He's able to be shot bedaita, and he found the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Avraham Avinu is the Mura Chesed. So we say Avraham Avinu had two nakudas in him. He was the Mura Chesed, and he's the Rosh Hashanah. Two elements of Avraham Avinu's personality, which are disparate, which they're not shaykh ones. That's not true. Avraham Avinu is a person who looked at the world and looked beyond himself. And if you look beyond yourself, you are an Mura Chesed. You're totally aware of the other human being. And that person can see the world the way the world really is. Instead of seeing the world as it's a mirror of himself and his needs and his interests, he sees Bari Olam. How can you not see Bari Olam? You look at the world the way the world really looks. Because you're not focused on yourself. You want to find emes in the world. The biggest impediment to finding emes is because we focus on ourselves, not on what's right. And not what's important, not what's out there. A person is focused outward, he's going to see the emes of the Bria. It's not shaykh, not to see Bari Olam. How's it shaykh, not to see Bari Olam? The emes of the Bria, Hashem Elokim emes. There's nothing emes but a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, because having the geis, I have other issues, because it's all about me. So Rosh says, you want to come to Olam Haba and be mishtayach to Bari Olam. You want to come to Olam Haba and be mekal p'nei Shechina. When your focus was you, we focus on what's your benefit and what's your that's where you were coming from. It's not shayach. You don't belong. It's different language. You're coming to Olam HaEmes, where the Bari Olam is the whole Metzius, and you're wrapped up in you. So there's two Metzius. There's you and the Bari Olam. So maybe it goes back to the Nefesh HaChaim says in the Prakim. He has a lashon, and the Nevi Shchaim says, he says that he calls Gaiva via voice atuma. He says every single midah ra is a talada of the midah ra of Gaiva. There's the voice of tumas is the midas rose, and avia voice of tumah, the source of everything else is the midas of gaiva. The nekuda of gaiva is that self focus, that self interest, that self centeredness. It's all about me. I'm not going to say shot in the rush, but at least it's a hargosha. V'yisrachim in a gaiva tachas arichuk v'chenim in a chanifas v'chen v'chen v'chen. You know, the v'chens are just a hemshich. It's not a new nekuda. It's a hemshich. The same way you're misrachik min a gaiva tachas arichuk, by being misrachik from the gaiva tachas arichuk, you will be misrachik from chanifas, you'll be misrachik from sheker v'kozov, you'll be misrachik from rechilas, you'll be misrachik from kas. Because Saviya voice of tumas, at the end of the day, the biggest problem is that we are so self-focused. And a person is able to rise above that. It's not shy. That's that man over there. He says, I told somebody something. How can I get back to him? It's not shy. I can't. I said, it caused me a loss. Bechel zugezogt. And we have all the chishbonos and all the reasons, etc. But at the end of the day, and it's a kleiner kaiten also. It's not in grass kaiten. It's like one kleiner aura. I don't see it. It's more a question. It's symptomatic. You know, my mouse. I came from Cleveland, went to the out of town. I went to Tel Shiva, which is like, you know, straight, and I ended up in Silver Spring, like this Gore out of town. So I have this mishigas which I'm working on getting over, that I come to chassas on the time it says on the invitation. So some, you know, I go to Silver Spring chassas, it actually takes on time, because that's what you said, so that's what you do. Somebody, I don't know, why can't I? Because a lot of times, you know, my situation, people are somebody's expecting me. I don't know for sure. I can't do it to him. I would love to come late. I've got things to do with my life. But I can't. But there's somebody waiting for me. So good. So I get to the chosen, he's not talking, not ready. Okay, that's he has the answer. But I can't take that chance. So there's a gantz at Seber waiting. So everybody's waiting for everyone else. Waiting for everybody else. I mean, it's verkrumpt. It's verkrumpt. Why am I telling to you? You're not making chassas yet. You know, you'll get a chassas and you'll be on time. All right, don't come late, please. All right, you're not being the Sadek Kedushin yet. You're not being the you know. But it's normal to us. How's it normal to you? How's it normal to you that you invite people, you tell them they should be there sometime, and then the people who are supposed to be ready for them are not ready? It's like, how can you do like that? It's symptomatic of this, that, you know, we don't stop and think of the things that we're doing. And it's a gay, you know, you tell a friend, you give him a ride, and they say, you forgot. You know, oh, I forgot. What do you mean, you forgot? He was expecting you. Yecharus is waiting for you. You know, you told Yecharus you're going to be there. I mean, he's expecting you. What do you mean? I was busy. There's somebody else that's waiting for you. You best get married. You'll find out that there's a human being that's waiting for you. Who's expecting needs, has needs from you. And you have children. The people have needs. You know. And they learn, you know, that when you say something, you mean it pretty much. But I got busy. I forgot. You know, I didn't notice the time. The Chazon Ish writes a letter. The Chazon Ish has a letter for a chassid. And one of the things he writes in the letter to a chassid, he says that you can't come late. And if you have to be late, you have to inform her that you're going to be late. You can't come late to your wife. There's a human being that's dependent upon you. You can't do it. If we don't start now, all of a sudden, the biggest challenge I have from dealing with guys who are chassanim, getting married, they have to change from life is self-focused, I'm not called self-centered, self-focused, which that's what the Baruch's life is about. What's good for me, what I want, and dating is all about who I want, and what's better for me, how I want my house. So it's all about me. You get married, all of a sudden it's not about you anymore. This human being that you're responsible for, it's a tremendously challenging change. And that's the beginning of a process of maturity of a human being. When a person takes some responsibility for somebody else, that's when the person starts really maturing and becoming a person who takes in his position in the ranks of leaders of Klal Yisrael. And it's a process of marriage, family, responsibilities to the community. And all of that is rooted on that we know that your commitments and your understanding, your responsibilities are emes to you. You live in the community, your responsibilities to the community. You can't ignore your responsibilities. Somebody else will take care of it. Who? What? Where? That's part of an achrayus. There's a musig of that. You take responsibility seriously. That's the world. That's the emes. That's the realities. You know, so the five guys who stick around and take care, make sure that the shul functions. Everybody else walks off. The five guys who make sure that the yeshiva gets taken care of, you know, and everybody else walks off. It's a concern in, you don't understand responsibilities. It's a self-focused, self, you know, for me it's hard. I have to take care of something. The other guy doesn't take care of something. It's a tremendous responsibility. And we're talking about the Baruch Shalayla. This is the defining element of who you are, what you are. And we know the person that will be there for other people, make sure that you don't have to be asked to be even asked. You understand what it means, responsibility, and you do it. Person says, he's one of mine. The Kabbalah Panei Hashem. And if not, Chas V'Shalom, it's not an Ish.